In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We all know that the theme of the Holy 50 days, the reading of Sunday, is about the Lord defining himself to us by saying, I am, and then something different every week. So today, for example, the Lord is saying to us, I am the bread of life. And we will see this during the coming few weeks, the Lord, how he is identifying himself to the believers. And I am, the Lord, the terminology that the Lord, or the wording that the Lord used, was the same words that God the Father said about himself in the Old Testament when he said about himself to Moses. Moses asked him, whom should I give the people answer when they ask me, who are you? Then the Lord said to him, I am he, ego eimi. And then this ego eimi, I am, was in the mind of the Jews always something related only to God. It is the name of God. No one else should be using this saying about himself except God, Jehovah, I am, or ego eimi. So we see that the Lord, he used this about himself many times, saying, I am. That's why this was a great offense to the Hebrews, hearing someone whom in their minds they still think of him as a human being, saying about himself that I am, or ego eimi. This was a great offense. That's why they wanted to stone him many times. And the day of his judgment before the high priest, when he said to him, I am, the man said, you heard the blasphemy. And he tore his robe and he said, we do not need to hear anybody else. And they sentenced him to death. So the Lord today, when he said about himself, I am the bread of life, this was opposed by everyone, by the Jews, and unfortunately by even the Christians, speaking about himself being the bread of life. How this fact was opposed throughout all generations. And you will see that even us, the people who believe in him being the bread of life, that we should partake of him, we also, by our practices, we oppose this fact, and we resist it by maybe a kind of reverence that is not right. The Lord opposed this fact, firstly, because of a wrong perception about where did he come from. They had the wrong belief about where did he come from. When the Lord said that I came from heaven, we hear that they said, is it not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we knew? How is it then that he says, I have come down from heaven? The Lord answered this before when he spoke with Nicodemus about where he came from, and he said to him, no one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. So the problem here is a wrong conviction about this man. We know his father and mother. He cannot claim that he came from heaven. How many wrong convictions that we are still living with? We assume sometimes that we know the Bible. We know the facts from it by heart. There is nothing that in this subject we are not aware of. But unfortunately, we did not do our homework well. We do not know exactly what is in the Bible. And we live with the wrong of conviction. And this might lead us astray. If the Hebrews, the Jewish people, they just made some effort in order to see where did this man come from. If they went and asked, if they asked Saint Mary, and they started to go deeper into knowing where did this man come from, they wouldn't stumble and say that we know his father and his mother. Again, it's a wrong perception that the people felt comfortable that we are aware of. We know it 100%. We have no issue here of a doubt. Unfortunately, this was not the case. So they opposed his saying that I am the bread of life, basically first because he said I came from heaven, and they said in their minds, how did this man come from heaven? The second wrong conviction was they stumbled on how he is going to give us his body to eat. This was something illogic for them. It doesn't make sense. How this man is going to give us his body to eat? The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They found it very difficult. The Lord answered this on the day of Covenant Thursday. He answered the dilemma when he said to the disciples, when they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. So now we know how. Yes, we are not going to eat the Lord Jesus Christ as we, the people, assumed, but meanwhile, he gave us how. He taught us how. Now, till now, people are stumbling in this fact. How can we eat him? He gave us the solution when he instituted the sacrament of the Eucharist by giving us the bread and wine that he is going to change and make it his body and his flesh. So this part was related to the Jewish people, not believing because they stumble where he come from and how we are going to eat him. Another part related to the Christians. Unfortunately, we still till now, people are opposing the fact that the Lord is the true bread of life that we should partake and eat from. By a perverted interpretation of the words of the Lord as being symbolic in nature, the people now come and say that he didn't mean it this way. This was not a literal wording that we should understand it in the same words as he said. He meant in a symbolic way. And if we go back and see, the Lord is speaking about this saying, my body is food indeed. What did he mean with this? Indeed. Not only this, he called it, this is my body. St. Paul says about it, if anyone eat in unworthy manner, he is guilty in the body of the Lord. Our fathers, apostles, in their time, they practiced this, they ate it as the true body of the Lord. Throughout the first 16th century of Christianity, no one ever questioned if this is the body or not. It is the body. He called it my body, then it is his body. Then we see people coming after this and saying, no, it is not. It is a symbolic thing. And then symbolic, and then ended up into nothing. It is irrelevant. It's not a big deal. Why we should be like, this is a commemoration. Again, opposing the fact that he is the bread of life that we should partake and eat and live forever. Coming into the last group, that's us. Unfortunately, we oppose this fact also by what St. Cyril of Alexandria said, a pernicious reverence. Pernicious means harmful. What is this pernicious reverence? That the people come and say, yes, we believe he is truly, this is the bread of life. This Eucharist is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we are not going to eat from it. Why? Because I am afraid that he might burn me because of my sins. Then why not to repent? Why not to come and partake of it in a way that makes you taking the blessings, not the curse? The people abstain from the taking Eucharist for years under this saying that I fear the sacrament. By doing this, by such a practice, actually, if I believe truly he is a bread of life, if I do not eat from it, I would die spiritually, then how can I allow this to happen? I'm just going to die spiritually because I am afraid to partake. This doesn't make sense. But unfortunately, sometimes we as believers do this. Heed St. Cyril of Alexandria and his words of wisdom speaking about these practices. He said, let those who have baptized and tasted the divine grace understand this. If they are sluggish or reluctant about going to church and for long periods of time keep away from the Eucharist, gift through Christ, pretending a pernicious reverence or a harmful reverence by not partaking of him sacramentally, they exclude themselves from eternal life. Thus, the refusal, though seeming an expression of reverence, is turned into a snare and an offense. He calls this practice that we abstain from eating and partaking because I am a sinner and we keep ourselves away for years. This way he call it an offense and a sneer. So the Lord, when he said, I am the bread of life, this statement was meant that we partake from him in order to live forever. We believe that what he gave to us in the day of Covenant Thursday still remains to the end. His body that was offered on the cross, still we still eat from the same body till his coming. This is what meant when he said that I am bread of life. It is not a statement for meditation, not a statement for saying how kind he is. He loved us that much. It is not only so, but to come to Him and eat from this bread of life, believing and also knowing that this is the only way for us to be cleansed from our sins. Let us today believe, and by our belief we practice what we say we believe. If He is the bread of life, let us come to Him with repentance and wash our sins in His blood. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.